I see you found my apple. A fitting calling card, no? Pink lady for my pink lady. Oh, aren't you? Maybe to the rest of your kingdom, you are crimson and gold and royal purple. But here in these shaded moments of just us, where you strip away all of the trappings of your cloistered royalty, you are mine. And to me, here, you are pink. Or, perhaps, golden delicious? Oh, come now. After all these years, are you truly still so prudish as to chastise me for such a joke? Or is it the backdrop that has your back so straight, your eyes so tense, and your wit so razor sharp? Ah, I must say, it is a beauty. No throne has ever looked so beautiful nor meant so much. With your expansions these past years, and bravo, by the way, for them, this throne stands for more than any other before it. Just think of the decisions made here. The decrees first stated, the lives mended or undone by your voice spoken from this very seat. Comfortable. A harsh and stark contrast to the cold iron you have to be to sit here. I won't begrudge you your decisions, though. Nor should you let them sit leaden in your heart. A good queen knows when to serve honey and when to serve steel. And it is my understanding that you are a great one. The best, some might say. If not, the loneliest. Ah, that look. Beauty in ice. A frozen winter sunset betraying the midnight lying just beyond the horizon. If looks could kill, sometimes I wonder if maybe you'd be the deadliest person in the kingdom, and not I. Oh, come here, you sullen little girl. You're practically pouting, and this throne does, in fact, make one feel lonely. I could use some company. Yes. How perfectly you fit. Almost like you were wrought to be here. Hand sculpted to fit me. You know, I recall a time when you would be pouting. Well, in those earlier days, the first few months and maybe even years of this crimson tangle we've woven, you were so prudish. You'd be clung around me, tight as you can be, crying out. But the minute I'd finished signing our sinful little contract, you wouldn't so much as kiss me. Things were so cold then. Transactional. Just to stop by the butcher's for your favorite slice of meat. Well, I did some slicing of my own when we were apart. But now, this. Look at us. Look at how sweetly you fit in my lap. And how patiently you let me prattle on while you watch me so attentively. I see you, you know. You mask it well, layered over it with beauty and regality and purpose and mystery. But I can see it in your eyes. Your eyes always tell the truth. They betrayed you that very first time in my aviary, when you claimed your body didn't long for it. Back then, the story written behind your gaze was simple. Just a few lines of a princess who wanted her mother's throne and was willing to risk her virginity with the kingdom's favorite criminal to get it. Now, though, oh, how you've changed. No longer the lamb, but a wolf. Only those eyes don't want to conquer a kingdom. No, they already have. They want to conquer the one thing they could never have. Oh, don't you play coy with me. I feel the way you cling to me when we finish. I see the way you look at me when I leave. I felt firsthand how this intensity has been building up inside of you as the numbers draw ever closer to our finale. Come closer, Honeycrisp. Don't pull away from me. You're just as complicit in this dangerous little contract as I am. You knew what we were getting into when we started this. 8 times for 8 souls. And here we are, sitting upon the fruits of our labor. And while I never got my heir, you certainly got yours. I must say, she's your echo in every way. The gentle refrain to your haunting melody. Your little shadow. I'd ask how she was doing if I didn't already know. Or did you think our daughter truly had a guardian angel watching over her? Well, yes. I did say girls would be yours to raise as your own, but I'm allowed to check in on my own daughter from time to time, am I not? I have to make sure you aren't making her too hard. You're not. But I also have to make sure you're not spoiling her. You're not. She could stand to be spoiled more if we're being frank. I've never let her see me, nor the things I do to keep her safe. Not so cruel as to give the child hope. I do think I heard her mention me once. A new addition to her evening prayers. Listed right up there with Mama and her favorite nurses when she asks the light to protect them. Mr. Wolf, she calls me. A fitting name for a stalwart shadow, don't you think? You've done an amazing job with her, Snow. Truly impressive. Your magnum opus. When the nights turn frigid, my blood runs hot. I know what I will miss most then. But most of the rest of the time, when all of this is over, I do think she is what I will miss more than anything else. Why, Your Highness, if I didn't know any better, I might think that look on your face meant you were about to... You brazen harlot, do you think you can just go off and kiss me whenever you feel... I've had quite enough of this. And your clothing. You should know, my queen, I had every intention of taking my time and unraveling you here on this throne. Have you sit on this throne whilst I reminded you of every tawdry attempt leading up to this one? The ones I wooed from you? The ones I took? The one I surprised you with? The one on your balcony? Your kingdom spread out before you? all the while pulling the thread of your clothing until you are nothing more than a spindled pool of silk for me to weave back together with tongue and cock. But alas, some cheeky strumpet had to go and steal some kisses. Now it is my turn to steal from you. Just know, we could be making slow, sensual love on this throne. But now, I think instead I'll have a turn at being king, and let you do the royal worship. Down on your knees, your highness. Huh. Look at how willingly you open your mouth, tongue slaked and ready for me. Dare I be so bold to guess a hint of eagerness, perhaps? Methinks our queen, lips kissing at the very length of me, for all of her regality and authority on the throne, likes being here. Reminded of who she is to me. Reminded of what she does for me. Reminded of who she belongs to, and whose very shape is molded into the cunny that drips fresh dew upon the crimson carpet below. The very image of you, those eyes lingering between fire and ice, desire and supplication. All these years, and I am still utterly intoxicated by you. Now open your throat and take every last drop of me, my angel queen. Drink it. Drink every last drop, you thirsty minx. Oh, fuck. Light blind me, but you make my blood run like fire in my veins. I do so revel in these rare moments of utter obedience from you, honey crisp of mine. Thank you for weathering the brunt of my brutality. I cannot help but ravage you from time to time. There's something so utterly satisfying in taking one as porcelain perfect as you and just breaking you upon my lust. And though I did enjoy how sullen and combative you used to be about it, the way I've unmade you into this willing temptress before me is, well, it could very well be my greatest masterpiece. Now stand, my masterpiece, and sit upon your throne, that I might show you my gratitude in earnest. Now it is mine to kneel before the very throne I gave you with steel and shadow to worship my goddess. One final bite of the apple before our contract is complete. Salvation. This sweetness all for me, like nectar to lap from the fruit. Oh, I am heady on your scent, drunk on your taste, entranced by the music of your moans. Oh, sing for me, queen. Let me lose myself in your essence. Oh, I was made to play this instrument with my tongue. I am wrought but to own you, to taste you. To bring you to these celestial heights. Chase it, Snow. Come to me. Sing me that song. And yet, no. No. Oh, my poor puppet. Did you think I would make this easy on you? For this, our grand finale, I'd just let you come and sing and enjoy yourself? No. No, no, no. No, my beauty. This must be agonizing. This must be twilight's torture, the screaming crescendo after years of accumulation. If this is to be our last, if, then I would make you suffer for making me feel something for you. I would make you pay for every night I spend alone, wishing you were with me. Don't look at me like that. And get off my throne. I would have you take your final payment the way you took your first. Lightly. It's still tender from before. Rather rough, aren't we? I don't know if you're simply starved or throwing a tantrum. You look practically sullen. Me? I am perfectly normal. This is kind. What would you have me woo you with gentle words? Like one of your simpering princes? Well, if it hurts, it's because you've enraged it to such a girth. Acting as though you're the victim when I'm the one left with nothing. Don't stop. And you call me cruel. Furious as I was getting close, damn it. No. No. Oh, you're in control now, is that it? You wish to chapter the rules this late in the agreement. Very well. If my blood wasn't boiling crimson for you right now, I might demand otherwise, but as we are, I am willing to humor your boldness. Go on then, you tyrant. Talk too much. Snow, I am now, as I ever was, a warrior. When I don't have my blades, my tongue will do. And this dangerous game you play is warfare. If you think... Well, I'll allow you that conceit. My words are my weapons, but they are my armor, too. Armor to protect me from daring to dream. That there might be a place in this fortress of stone and gold for a wolf. That there might be more between you and I than lust and obligation. That... No. Oh, blind you, woman, that you might love me. That you might let me love you. What? What perverse game is this? That you would interrogate me as you write me like this? And why am I powerless but to play? Do you dream as I do? That we could be locked like this, buried so deeply inside of you, without the hangman counting down every thrust, that there might be more to this perfect fit, this aching longing, than just desire, that we could cast reason to the wind and let ourselves live in this perfect moment. Oh, fuck, what are you doing to me? Don't make me wait, princess. Don't keep me from this any longer. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need this. Gods, yes. Oh, harder now. Oh, all of me, princess. All of me. Take it. Take your throne. Take me. I cut. I love you. 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 Stay. Please, Snow. Stay. Keep it in. Take every last drop of me. Stay here in my arms, in my lap, in my life. Here, at the end of it all, with lust sated and my vision clear. Stay with me. I don't want this to be the last, but simply the eighth of dozens, hundreds, thousands, as long as it takes to keep you mine forever. Let me stay here with you, with her. Our contract might be done, all deeds complete, but you are forever mine. Your clinging body tells me so. Know now then, my simple truth. I am yours. I was from our first touch. I will be until my final day. What? Why does that matter? You really would have all of me, wouldn't you? Very well. Cardlin. Cardlin Neary. And I am utterly, wholly, and irrevocably yours.